complete reference list, but there are references there. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Any other questions?
Yes, thank
you. I wanted to ask, I might have got a bit clumsy.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
The race along.
Was very interesting. Why the transmission, in addition to the men not being, young men not being
yes.
so much in the community, there's a lack of transmission, I did not find that correctly, because I understand that fear is a factor because of external groups getting hold of
yeah.
that knowledge. But I didn't quite understand why transmission to the next
generation. Oh, can you speak up?
Oh, sorry. Why transmission to the next generation inside the community was being blocked?
Because I think with a more dispersed community, you know, for example, the family that I know
yep.
best, you know, of five children, one is married to a Malaitan, two are married in Western Province, and so on. So you have these kind of other ways of having information escape
yep.
from the community.
Okay.
All right. So it's no longer this coherent. In sort of a group of people that doesn't move. I think it's mobility is the key thing, and just a general lack of trust. You know, so what I think actually has happened is that this lack of listening that the young men leaving anyway was already there,
mm-hmm.
and so the practices were changing, and then the conflict comes, and they just think we don't know what to do. We just want to. The less we do, the better. And I think the fact that they didn't engage in any fighting is also evidence of that. That their view of we have a problem, let's just keep our heads down and let's just keep it close and let's just see what happens. But the thing is, what they had to acknowledge was, yeah, something will happen if you don't do something as well.
This is more of a comment than a question. I was sort of thinking about your focus on the young men
yeah.
as being crucial, you know, sort of
yeah.
point of change. And I was thinking that obviously in Vanuatu, where I've done work, there hasn't been this kind of social unrest that you're talking about as a backdrop to your field work. But I've talked a little bit about how women who marry in
mm-hmm.
families can play a role in kind of authorising knowledge
mm-hmm.
within the community or within their family. So even though they themselves don't have the right to tell these stories, what they do is you find them doing this kind of meta-linguistic stuff
yeah.
like, listen to children.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
the true story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like that. So I guess what I'm just sort of saying is, mm-hmm. you know, it would be interesting still to look at not just these, you know, the people in the community that the young men you've identified as being crucial, but also perhaps sometimes these people who come in from outside.
Yes, I think that's a good point. And I also want to say, it is a matrilineal society,
uh-huh.
but the men still have that power of talk. So the women can have the knowledge,
yeah.
but the men have to have that ability to talk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I work on Santa Cruz, also in the Solomon Islands, and way less affected by the ethnic tension. But even before that, the older men there said that they no longer pass things on to the young men because the young men aren't willing to host them in the single houses, and there's a kind of fear that education makes it so that they don't have credibility anymore.
Yeah, that.
And so it was a very, you know, I think the young men do want to know sometimes,
yes.
but they don't go looking for
yes.
it.
Yes.
And the young and the older men don't offer it. And so there's a
that's
kind
right.
of.
I think that's I
adverse
think,
effect of education.
That's right, and there's definitely that happening as well. But what I want to emphasise is that there are actually, although they're customs, I mean, I shouldn't say although, but they're custom stories, but they have legal ramifications. So it's not just oh, I don't feel like it. It's like if you want your community to continue, and if you want your children to own land in this village or that village, then you need to know and you need to be able to demonstrate. Yes.
What happens to the stories?
Well, you see, that's it. At the moment, there is no. I mean, like I have some. I haven't archived. I've archived one, which I might even. In fact, I think this is also an issue. Do they have the right to withdraw? I think they do.
Yeah.
in my feeling now is they absolutely do, because they didn't necessarily think that this was going to happen. There are also another sort of interesting thing I didn't want to talk about, but of course now getting this sort of interest, I'm looking at archives, not that I've done, that might be available, and I found a few things from the anthropologist and from something else in the National Solomons Archives that are quite important in a way. But when I mentioned to the chiefs that there was something in the National Archives in the Solomons, just a story, but a really important story, they just sort of were like, who gave it? Who said it? Who did it? So, you know, and I think they just don't believe that you could ever keep it safe, because they just think it is theirs. So the answer is we don't really have things in that way that are locked away to sort of look after, but I kind of feel it would help, but they don't. Yeah.
I was just interested when you talk about the tips and the interstates.
Yeah.
I think you've reminded me of why don't you give them things like that, you've got these stories,
yeah.
And they become that curious creature halfway between public property.
Yes, exactly.
Family, tribal,
yes,
family.
Yes.
And so they're technically different people, but it's very interesting to give them to those two individuals that actually protect because of the reluctance.
Well, my understanding is that it's verbal, that demonstrating it is verbal. That's what I, yeah.
I'll speak this way so some of the rest of you can hear me. I'm interested in the dynamics of this youth vote as a populace in Honiara. Mm-hmm. Are they a coherent group? Do they get to speak longer with one another in Honiara? Are they dispersed such that most of their daily conversations are in Pidgin?
Two things. I can't speak for all, I have to sort of the limitations of my own experience. Because of the Wontok system where people would go and stay with relatives, it's likely that in some cases they're speaking Longu. But by and large, Pidgin. And even that Pidgin is the language of Honiara, really. And because I think there are other people and they're not just sticking with one sort of group from their village, they're certainly speaking both, right? And I'd say Pidgin is stronger for that age group.
There's a parallel situation in Australia, but probably for different reasons, where there's a lot of really significant cultural stories not being transmitted. I think Australia's got a case in some other Indigenous societies in the world where, particularly with men transmitting to men, there's a consideration that the younger generation aren't yet have proven themselves worthy of the stories, and reluctance to pass it on when there's not a demonstration of commitment to cultural practices that come with these kinds of stories. And I'm wondering, is that a factor at all here? Because I thought you haven't mentioned that might not be relevant.
I don't think it is, because some of the people that I spoke to that were most despondent about it were already men in their 40s who were leaders, community leaders, but somehow they'd kind of missed the full story,
yeah.
And they had children of their own who were teenagers. So it's not just, I am talking specifically about young people, but I think that it sort of reaches up a little higher. And the other thing I want to say is, clearly this didn't happen overnight, but some aspects of it did happen overnight. I really don't think it's just that they're not ready for it. But I think it is about the sort of two sides sort of not quite coming together. But there is this kind of almost middle age group that is not quite kind of having the information that they need.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are also people who wouldn't like them recorded, right? But I've had to, obviously you go with, well, what do the chiefs want? And let the chiefs work it out with the community. But there are people who think it's the right way to go, right? And and I also want to emphasize that, you know, in the 1990s, people talked about it a lot. It's not that I was going, what's your secret information that you can, that maybe I can sort of extract from you? It was actually, I'll tell you this, tell you this, tell you this. So it was really, it's really that change that's so dramatic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nicely done.
You really should get to meet Tara.
Yeah.
He's due back, I think, Tuesday.
Yeah, I know, and I'm going to London. No, I'm not. I've got the home. But I will keep in touch with him, and I will try to find a time when he's in town or when he's in the Solomon, but I'm in the Solomon.
You're due to start at 10:20, right?
Okay.
10 minutes, yeah.
I'm just gonna load it up to the computer.
I think that was the one. Hi, I'm sorry, I'm just being nosy because we present in this room too.
Yeah, sure.
Are you going to use your computer or are you just use a stick?
I'm using the stick.
I'm going to get my stick out and save mine too.
Yeah. Are you doing okay? Yes, I'm doing okay. I just realized I've taken my
So, this is the recording.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Our conversation will be recorded.
Hi, I'm doing
better.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
I am. No, it's something that you've done. Something you do every day, it's fine. It's a new thing.
It's more fun.
And it's a new thing that's still, you know, kind of sinking in anyway.
Be flashing signs. You practice this, right? You know how long?
Yes, I did some slides, but I was going over time. I must go under time.
But just slowly, early. I'll be flashing these things at you every now and then.
Yeah,
I think you have to remember this year, like 10, okay. 5, and so on.
Okay.
Yeah, we got another few minutes here before people doing the transition. Looks like you're going to have a very good crowd.
I never realized the view from here. Even better than from our department,
quite
right?
Nice. Yeah. Even in the other direction, not bad. It looks like the blue sky is keeping some people away. We had conference weather here for the first 2 days. First time in Hawaii, you want to get out on the beach.
Especially when it's a half day, right?
Yes.